a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The South Korean military says North Korea fired two short-range missiles today, the second weapons test in less than a week by the North. One missile reportedly flew 260 miles, the other about 170. Last Saturday, the North also fired several short-range missiles, the first weapons launch since 2017, and they now come amid the U.S. and North Korea's resumed tension, seemingly reaching a stalemate on denuclearization efforts. At the same time, though, a top American envoy is currently in South Korea for talks on how to get the nuclear negotiations back up and running. At least one person is dead as thunderstorms, hail, flooding, and tornadoes have been raking Texas and Oklahoma. A man was killed when rising floodwaters swept him away in Austin yesterday afternoon. And hail the size of baseballs again was pounding the western portions of Texas and Oklahoma. Heavy rain washing over the area earlier this week, leaving flooded streets in Houston as well as Fort Worth. And forecasters say that same fierce weather is threatening the region again today. And one person is dead and another being treated for injuries. In fact, two being treated for injuries after a shooting at a Florida mall last night. It happened in Fort Lauderdale. The shooter's in custody. The two injured people hospitalized. Again, one in critical condition. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And thank you for joining us today for another inspiring edition of Legends of Success, the weekly program that delivers you invaluable stories of how America's most successful and admired businesses started out with absolutely nothing and made it to the top with integrity and by doing the right thing. And that's what sets this program apart, is that you personally get to hear how it was done straight from the CEOs and entrepreneurs themselves. I'm John Resnick, and thanks again for joining us today for this very special edition of Legends of Success. You know, one of my strategic goals for this program was to bring you constantly a variety of stories from the highly recognizable, such as past guests of Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine and William Lauder of the Estee Lauder Company, as well as names you probably never heard of. Today's guest uniquely qualifies as both known and unknown. You may not recognize Chris Martin's name or the name C.F. Martin & Company,
but the Martin guitar has been recognized as the finest in the world by artists from Elvis Presley, Eric Clapton, Tom Petty, and the Beatles. And they've been doing it for over 170 years. Located right in the heart of Pennsylvania, let's welcome today's guest and the sixth-generation owner, chairman, and CEO of C.F. Martin & Company, Chris Martin. Chris, welcome to Legends of Success.
Hi, John.
Great to have you here. I want to thank you for the nice tour you gave me the other day.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
We came to tape. We started 20 minutes late because everyone in the studio, everybody here at the complex had to stop. Chris, you're like a celebrity going from place to place, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I always wonder, John, what it must be like to have a famous face. I have a famous name, but...
Obviously your face is getting around, too, on all these publications I've seen. You know, Chris, I got to tell you, Stephen Stills from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young is an avid collector of the Martin guitar.
Yes.
And he said, he'd actually said that when you invited him to put his name on a limited edition signature series, quote, it was a lifetime wish come true. Ted Koppel, the host of ABC's Nightline, referred to the Martin guitar as the American Stradivarius. Chris, what makes Martin guitar so special, and what's the magic that you've been doing for 171 years?
You know, we're consistent. My great-great-great-grandfather set out 171 years ago to make the best guitar he could. And I've seen some of his work, and it's impeccable. The quality is extraordinary. And I think what we've done is, over the past 171 years, is we followed his dream and continued to make the best guitars we could. We just make a lot more of them today.
You do make a lot more of them, but well, let's talk about today. Here's what I like to do. We'll get a snapshot so the listeners get a pretty clear view of C.F. Martin & Company, okay. Martin Guitars, and then we're going to go back in history because we find it fascinating how all this began. Give me an overview, Martin Guitar, C.F. Martin & Company.
Today, 625 employees in Nazareth, 200 in our facility in Mexico where we make the Backpacker, Martin Guitar Strings, and the LXM Little Travel Guitar. About 250,000 square feet. We've been located in Nazareth since 1839. Takes 3 months to make a standard Martin guitar today, not including the up to 2 years that we get the wood in the house, kiln dry it, and acclimate it, stabilize it before we put it into production. 250 steps involved in manufacturing one Martin guitar.
Incredible. So this is, you know, when we go back to the beginning, every single detail is obviously handmade. And we're going to get into a moment here, Chris, that you have, what, 250,000 square feet now?
Yes.
Locally or regionally in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about, you know, what's it like now to have a manufacturing plant and have you sacrifice quality by doing that and how much is handmade. But let's go back to the founding member, C.F. Martin. We're going back to what, 1833?
Even earlier.
Okay.
In very early 1800s, my family was involved in the manufacture of furniture in a small town called Markneukirchen, located in Saxony, kind of east of Munich and north of Prague. Mm-hmm. And Markneukirchen, interestingly enough, was settled by instrument builders who used to live in what is today the Czech Republic. And for some reason, there was some weird political religious thing going on that happens over there. Mm-hmm. And they left, and they were invited to move to Germany. So now they're making musical instruments in Markneukirchen. My family's making furniture. And C.F. Senior, as we call him today, as a young man, decided he didn't want to join the family furniture business. He wanted to make guitars. And the guitar was becoming more and more popular in Northern Europe. The guitar itself actually came out of Mesopotamia.
Wow.
Thousands of years ago. And so in the early 1800s, there were four cities in Europe where the guitar was extremely popular: London, Paris, Vienna, and Moscow. And I often wonder what it must have been like to sit around the dinner table and hear young C.F. talking to his father about the fact that he didn't want to join the family furniture business. He wanted to make guitar.
Okay.
So at some point, his father said, fine, follow your bliss. Why don't you go ask the violin makers in town if they'll take you on as an apprentice? Great idea. He walks around town, talk to them, and they were like, oh, you know, C.F., you know, the guitar is a fad. It's not going to be popular much longer. You should follow your father into the family furniture business and let us build the fine musical instruments, i.e. the violins, the cellos, the basses that they were making.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that didn't satisfy him. So he left home, and managed to get a job in Vienna working for a world-renowned guitar builder named Johann Stauffer. And not only did he learn how to build Stauffer-style guitars, but he became the foreman in Mr. Stauffer's facility, which indicates to me that he had an interest in managing a guitar-making enterprise. Married a woman from Vienna, had a young child, and quit. Moved back to Markneckirch, where he wanted to build guitars.
Sure.
Hung out his shingle, and the violin makers took him to court. And they argued that Mr. Martin did not apprentice in Germany in the Guild of Musical Instrument Makers. He apprenticed in Germany in the Cabinet Makers Guild. And their feeling was, didn't matter what he did in Austria. Had no bearing on working in Germany. And this is a time in Europe when guilds were very powerful.
Oh, sure.
And you actually went through a long, arduous apprenticeship. And if you survived and came out the other side, you got a certificate that allowed you to practice that trade or craft. And in fact, had he done that, he would have become a Zuffbauer Instrumentmeister.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But he didn't. And so they go to court. And now this is oral history handed down over the generations.
Sure.
But our understanding is he won the court case.
Wow.
Must have had a good lawyer. Had a good story. He said, Your Honor, I asked him to take me on as apprentice. They refused. I went to Vienna, studied with a master craftsman. Here's a letter from Johann Stauffer attesting to my skill and my ability. Here's an instrument I built. Judge said, Mr. Martin, welcome home. Go make guitars.
So he won the case. I'll bet he didn't win a lot of friends.
That's the problem. You know, he won the battle and lost the war.
Mm-hmm. So what ensued after that?
Very shortly after that, he once again packed up his family and his tools,
right.
Got on a three-masted schooner, sailed across the Atlantic, and came to America.
Well, he must have been ticked to sail the whole way across the Atlantic. They must not have liked him. Were they going to lynch him, or were they going to do
well,
back
you know,
in those days?
I think he just realized that it was such a small town. The animosity was, you could feel it. And he had heard about the opportunity in the New World and how there were no restrictions. There were no guilds. And you could do whatever you wanted and be successful or not.
And you know, Chris, it's funny. This goes right back to some of the points I've made in history on some of these other shows is that, you know, folks, when you run into some of your greatest perceived conflicts and hurdles, you know, the old saying goes, turn lemons into lemonade. Yeah. But he looked at this obstacle as an obstacle or a possible opportunity.
Absolutely an opportunity.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are hearing the fascinating story of not only one of America's, one of the world's greatest stories in history of business. We're talking to the sixth generation chairman and CEO of Martin Guitars, a C.F. Martin and Company. When we get back, we're going to find out why such avid collectors like Stephen Stills and Eddie Van Halen and Tom Petty, Elvis to the Beatles, why do they go so crazy over this guitar? We're going to ask Chris, what's in it? How's it made? Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the fascinating story of C.F. Martin and Company. I'm John Resnick, and this is Legends of Success.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine, and you're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Today, we're listening to the fascinating story of the 171-year history of the finest acoustic guitar made in the world, the Martin guitar. And we're so proud to have Chris Martin with us, the sixth generation chairman and CEO, 171 years. You know, before we took a break, we're talking about some of the greatest guitarists in history, from Elvis to the Beatles to Tom Petty. And you know, when you talk about the Beatles, after the Beatles broke up, Paul McCartney formed a band called Wings and continued to tour around the world and sell millions and millions of albums. And, you know, for a number of years, he had a guitar player by the name of Lawrence Juber. And I will tell you, when I visited Chris, he gave me this commemorative book. And on the front page is a picture of Lawrence Juber. I just noticed it late last night, and I picked it up. And first of all, tell us your connection with Lawrence.
Lawrence and I had a chance to work together, I don't know, maybe 6 or 9 months ago at a Museum of Making Music function in Carlsbad, California.
Wow. Well, I will tell you, I mentioned to you I used to live in California, and years ago when I looked at this picture, I smiled because Lawrence is an old friend of mine. I haven't talked to him in 15, 18 years off that. Well, I scrambled this morning, picked up the phone, picked up the emails, and lo and behold, we have our friend here today, the former guitar player from Wings and a guitarist par excellence. Lawrence Juber, you with us?
I certainly am.
How are you, my friend?
I'm just fine. It's good to hear from you, John.
Good. Lawrence, say hello to your friend Chris. You guys haven't seen each other in a while.
Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Good, Lawrence. I'm sorry I missed you at the trade show.
Oh, yeah. We missed you, too.
Thanks.
Hey, Lawrence, let me ask you. I mean, well, the story goes when Paul McCartney met you, he was searching for a guitar player. He was on a TV show. He heard you were in a band, a house band for that TV show over in England. Is that correct?
Well, actually, it was Denny Lane who was the kind of Paul's lieutenant in Wings, as it were, his writing partner, along with Linda McCartney. And Denny was the one who heard me on the show and recommended me to Paul. And then they had me come in and do an audition.
I gotcha.
And well, that was kind of a challenge because I really didn't know any Wings stuff.
Well, you had a different background and training, didn't you?
I was a studio musician in London.
Absolutely. Well, as a studio musician, folks, I will tell you that there are players and there are players, but to be a studio musician, you've got to be a great executionist. Lawrence, tell us what's the magic in a Martin guitar? Why does Martin guitar remain the world's leader for so many years?
Oh, it's just the sound of the instrument is the sound that one expects from an acoustic guitar. It's like they really defined the sound of a steel string acoustic guitar. And the steel string acoustic guitar being the American instrument par excellence, really, you know, you can't dissociate Martin from that. And it really has to do with the traditional method that they use to make them.
Do you remember the first time you picked up a Martin guitar?
Oh, yeah.
And?
Yeah, well, you know, it was love at first pluck.
That's great. And have you? You're a collector too of guitars, aren't you, Lawrence?
I collect guitars to the extent that I have instruments that I use for very specific purposes in the studio. You know, various vintage instruments that are associated with certain styles of music.
Sure.
And I also have, over the years, because I perform as an acoustic guitar soloist, I play what's known as fingerstyle guitar, which is, you know, kind of a borderline classical folk jazz blues pop kind of style that people have come to associate with my approach to the instrument.
Is there anything that comes close to the Martin? And if there isn't, is it, first of all, is there?
There are boutique makers that have drawn on the Martin tradition, and I, you know, in my research and development of finding the ideal instrument, I kind of went through everything that was out there. And to be honest, all roads lead back to Martin.
That's great.
And, you know, what happened with me was that I approached Martin about building me a custom shop guitar based on their vintage specifications with some minor modifications to suit my particular style. And that evolved into the first signature model that we did.
Lawrence, I'm so happy to talk to you again. It's been a long time, my friend. We'll catch up this weekend.
Yes, indeed we will.
And I want to thank you for sharing time and joining Chris today.
Well, it's my pleasure. I just it's just an honor to be associated with a company like Martin. I mean, you know, they've been around for this enormous period of time. I mean, to put it in perspective, Levi's jeans weren't around for 40 years, so you had to wait 40 years before you could wear a pair of Levi's and play your Martin guitar.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Well, Lawrence, thank you very much.
Take care, Lawrence.
Good to be here. Take it easy, Chris.
Okay.
Okay, my friend. See you.
All right. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Going back in history again, we were talking about C.F. Martin. He competed against the violin makers over in Germany, and so he sailed
to
America.
Came to the States.
Right.
Settled in Manhattan. Opened a small shop.
Mm-hmm.
Downstairs, he sold musical instruments. Upstairs, he built guitars. He actually moved around a little bit. One of the shops, very easy to locate. It's now the entrance to the Holland Tunnel.
Uh-huh.
But in our safe at work, in the archives, we have correspondence in German. And a couple of years ago, we had it translated. And it was fascinating because it talked about the fact that business was good. Americans liked the Martin guitar. And they appreciated the quality. They paid the price that we had to charge for the quality of guitar that we built at that time. But the correspondence also says, we as a family are not happy in New York City. We're used to the small town atmosphere of southern Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And we may be going home. And the correspondence was sent back and forth between friends and relatives in Germany. There was also some correspondence, thank goodness, with some friends who had also emigrated from Germany and had settled in the Lehigh Valley. And those friends said, hey, wait, whoa, whoa, before you go back to Europe, you should come out and visit us because there are lots of German immigrants here, and you may find it a more comfortable atmosphere to live and work. And so at some point in the mid-1830s, C.F. Sr., his wife and child, came out for a visit, and what did they find? Pennsylvania Dutch, which, of course, doesn't mean that they're from Holland. It's really the Pennsylvania Deutsch.
Sure.
And in 1839, they closed the shop in Manhattan and moved to Nazareth, Pennsylvania.
How did he market his first guitars? I mean, it must have taken a long time to make the first one, but who were some of the first customers and what challenges
did he have? Well, John, that's a good question. What I do know is that the early guitars were very unique. There was no particular style. The very early ones mimicked the style that Johann Stauffer had created in Vienna.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were quite ornate. So obviously some of the customers were fairly wealthy and were looking for a fancy guitar. And that's always been a nice little niche for us, is that there are some people with big egos and big wallets that like fancy guitars.
Well, I will tell you, folks, when I was visiting the Martin guitar plant in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, I can't wait till the picture comes out. I actually held the 1 millionth guitar was made. Yeah, I was really honored.
Only took us 171 years.
171. But that goes to say something because, you know, what's the value of that? I mean, there was such inlaid mother of pearl.
Priceless. It really is priceless. It will never be duplicated.
It never will be duplicated.
It took us 2 years to build.
Over the years, what were the next? And, folks, if you're just tuning in, my guest today, I'm John Resnick. This is Legends of Success. My guest today is Chris Martin IV.
Right.
Who is the sixth generation chairman and CEO of a company that never sacrificed quality for mass production. In a second, we're going to get into, they've got 250,000 square feet, but I'm telling you right now, I toured that plant. You'd be surprised how many people by hand are whittling and sawing and chopping and tooling. It's just incredible. What was the next pivotal event? They came to Nazareth, and what happened?
America grew, and you know, the guitar is a very unique instrument. It's one of those few instruments that sounds fantastic all by itself. The piano is another example of an instrument. Fantastic sound all by itself. Other instruments, they really need some help, like the oboe. You don't see a lot of people down in the park just jamming on the oboe. Yeah, you know, you need an orchestra to make an oboe work. The advantage the guitar had over the piano, particularly in the 1800s when America was on the move, it was portable. And you could load up your Conestoga wagon and find a little cubbyhole to stick a guitar in and head west. And there's lots of old pictures, old lithographs of people, you know, sitting around the campfire, headed west, playing the guitar at night.
Incredible. 171 years, you've been through the Civil, not you, but your
right.
family's been through the Civil
right.
War, this business,
yeah.
two World Wars,
yes.
the Great Depression,
yeah.
among other depressions
mm-hmm.
and
Absolutely.
Recessions we
Absolutely.
Don't know about. What's the secret to holding on so long, do you believe, in the generations?
We're focused. You know, that old saying about stick to your knitting. I mean, there were occasions, particularly when my dad ran the business, when we tried to diversify, not very successfully. People know us for flat-top steel-string acoustic guitars. That's what we do best. That's what we focus on. You know, John, I think that our competitors would love for us to diversify. They would think that would be a fantastic thing if Martin decided to get into another business,
mm-hmm.
because that would give them an opportunity to get into our business.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are listening to the fascinating story, the history of one of America's greatest family-owned businesses. Ted Koppel on Nightline called the Martin Guitar the American Stradivarius. Stephen Stills, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, said to do a signature series when he was asked, it was a wish of a lifetime. When we get back, we're going to find out how strategy and sticking to the knitting has built this company to be world-renowned, and we're so proud to have them right, not only the Mid-Atlantic in the East, but right here in the heart of Pennsylvania where we're broadcasting from. I'm John Resnick, and you're listening to Legends of Success.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? No problem. You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com. We responded to your calls and emails and now post each week's show for you to listen to free of charge at legendsofsuccess.com. Every week, a great guest to listen to, learn from, and enjoy at your convenience. Look for the link right on the main page at legendsofsuccess.com. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some students who go to a vigil for victims of a Colorado school shooting on Tuesday walk out of the vigil.
You already have my thoughts and prayers, but you deserve and should demand more.
Some of the students saying the event became political. The vigil at Highlands Ranch High School featuring remarks from Democratic Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado and Democratic Congressman Jason Crow. Crow saying,
please know, Highlands Ranch, that I stand with you and that change will come because we will not stop until it does.
Several students complaining they were being encouraged to talk more about gun control than about the victims who were killed and wounded on Tuesday. Chris Hughes, a Facebook co-founder, says CEO Mark Zuckerberg is not accountable, and the government should break up that social media giant. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens, and they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The most original success stories in America with our country's greatest entrepreneurs, billionaires, and acclaimed individuals. They are the Legends of Success. Once again, here's your host, John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. My guest today, Chris Martin IV, the chairman and CEO, sixth generation of the world-renowned Martin Guitar Company, C.F. Martin & Company. Before we took a break, Chris, we're talking about the evolution of this whole business. You know, when it started out, what were the strings made of? And how did this business cook along, say, from early in the century, say, into the 1950s and 60s?
Throughout the 1800s, all guitars and even, you know, any time before that, guitars had gut strings.
Mm-hmm.
Same type of string that you would have found on a violin. Around the turn of the century, the mandolin became popular, brought over by Italian immigrants, found broad popularity, and that had steel strings. And people would get together and form banjo and mandolin orchestras. Think about that, John.
Yeah, banjo, mandolin. Yeah, that's interesting bluegrass.
But occasionally, a guitar player would say, "Hey, can I join the fun? I want to jam with you guys."
Uh-huh.
And they'd say, "Sure, go over there and you know, play your gut string guitar." Couldn't hear them. So guitar players began to ask us, "Isn't there a way you can adapt the guitar to these metal strings that are available, particularly on the mandolin and also the banjo?" And through a process of trial and error, and this it was really a question of the guitar requires just enough structure to hold itself together, but just enough delicacy create the proper sound. And so it's a very fine line between structure and delicacy. And in embracing the steel string, I'm sure we blew up a couple of guitars in our effort to keep it delicate and yet make it structurally sound. By the mid to late 1920s, we had figured it out. And by the late 1920s, we had transitioned our entire production line from gut to steel string. And that's the point that guitar historians talk about the creation of what today we call the Western guitar.
Well, you've gone through some amazing transformations. You've learned to adapt, and I think that's one of the secrets of success. Am I right, Chris, is adapting as time evolves?
Yeah. I mean, we had foresight and vision, but, you know, things came out of left field that you either you took a hold of and ran with, or you watched it just fly right by. You know, the Great Depression.
Sure.
Difficult time. We tightened our belts, cut production.
In half.
But there was one type of music that was extremely popular, and that was country music. And you think about the lyrics, you know, very empathetic. Oh, yeah, I lost my job. You know, our wife ran away with the neighbor. Dog got hit by a train, and the pickup truck got repossessed. So everybody can relate to that.
Sure, right.
Well, the country musicians, they loved the steel string on the Martin guitar. And we had almost at the same time reconfigured the neck. And so we put what we call the 14-fret neck on. And they said, "This is great. Guitars are easy to play. They're pretty loud. Can you make them any louder?" And up until that point, the tradition that we followed was very European. The guitar was very figure-eight shaped. And as we made them bigger in proportion. But we decided, let's try something different. And we developed a guitar that today is world famous called the Dreadnought.
Oh, sure.
And that became the country guitar. And then later, the bluegrass guitar, and later than that, the folk guitar.
But every time you did this, you took a risk of alienating your current or former or your current base of customers.
Yes, absolutely, John. And my grandfather told me, he said, when we introduced the Dreadnought, it was not an overnight sensation. Mm-hmm. It took many, many, many years for it to become as popular as it did.
You know, folks, going back to adaptation, listening to market, and having the vision to go ahead. And not only vision, we had a guest on, Rocky Ortenzio, that said, you know, a vision without execution is a failed dream.
Yeah.
And you had to know how to execute and respond. I would say that's one of the toughest survival feats. First of all, family businesses don't last.
Right.
Typically, only a third of the second generation.
Yeah.
Less than 15%, or third to the second, less than 15% to the third.
Yeah.
You're sixth generation. Yeah. I mean, what gives here? What are the odds? You know, what is that, one out of a million?
Boy, that'd be a good question to ask a statistician. You know, how many? Although, a quick funny story. There's an organization in Europe made up of members of family businesses, and it's a rather large organization, and you are not allowed to join if your family business is not 150 years old.
Yeah, they last so much longer over in Europe. I don't know if it's the culture. I don't know if it's you know, the closeness of the family. And I don't know if it's because the estate tax laws don't kick them in the butt like they do here. Hopefully we'll get rid of those soon. But going back here, so we're shifting into the 50s now.
We got through both wars.
Yeah, sure.
You know, another one of those, tighten your belt, hang on, come through World War II, business picks up, soldiers come home, they're making some money, bluegrass becomes more popular, country becomes more popular, and all of a sudden, in the late 1950s, folk music becomes pop music. And what did they play? Acoustic guitar.
You had to explode at that time. That had to be your biggest spike in history.
Yes, it really was, John. If you look at our production totals, it was nice, steady growth, but, you know, thanks to groups like the Kingston Trio, we came back from a trade show, and my grandfather didn't go that year. And he said to my dad, "How'd you do?" And my dad said, "It's unbelievable." Well, my grandfather said, "What do you mean, unbelievable?" I said, "Well, based on our capacity at our old factory on North Street, we're sold out for 4 years."
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, and there's a question I have. How many guitars do you make a year now?
55,000 to 60,000.
Who's your biggest competitor? I know. I remember what you told
me.
You
asked me this question, and I honestly feel, John, our biggest competitor is used Martin guitars. Think about it. There's over a million of them out there.
Yeah.
And they're great. They don't, you know, they get better with time.
You know, Stephen Stills, I heard Stephen Stills say that everything he records with a 1939 Martin guitar. Is a Martin guitar, or any guitar for that matter, but specifically yours, does a guitar get better with age, like a Stradivarius does?
Absolutely. Particularly if they're well cared for and played. Playing brings out the sound. You know, you think about a guitar, even you took the tour.
Oh, sure.
Up until the time at which we put the strings on the guitar, that conglomeration of wood had no idea what it was going to become. But once it realized what it was well done. Great design, thank you, ancestors, and it just gets better. And, it, you know, the prices people pay for used Martin guitars sometimes are quite staggering.
Well, how staggering?
D45, expensive guitar when it was new back in the late 1930s. Gene Autry bought one. I believe the retail price then was about $225. Now, Gene's guitar is not for sale. It's in his museum. But a D45 from that era, in good condition, well cared for, $150,000.
$150,000.
Yeah.
And what's a starter model cost today?
Today we have guitars that retail for $600 and up.
Oh, and currently your most expensive model that you're producing?
Well, we have a limited edition that is in some respects a complement to the millionth guitar that you saw. And we're going to build 50 of those, and they are going to retail for $100,000 a piece. But that's an anomaly, John. I think, you know, we sell a lot of $3,000 guitars.
Sure.
That's our...
For the masses.
That's our niche.
Ladies and gentlemen... You're listening to Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. When we get back, I'm going to ask Chris Martin, what are your most strategic challenges going forward? And give us some secrets about the Martin guitar and its production. Give us something that a competitor wished they had. I doubt if we'll give us the best gold nuggets. You're listening to Legends of Success.
This is Ethan Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Now, back to the Legends of Success. Once again, here's John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Today, we're listening to the fascinating story of the 171-year history of the Martin guitar, and we're so proud to have Chris Martin with us, the sixth generation chairman and CEO. As time has gone on, these guitars get better with age, but the collectors, do you have greater avid collectors? I mean, how big is your biggest collector?
It was a fellow named Scott Chinnery who was a real avid collector. Scott unfortunately passed away too young. And I might have told you this story. I went to visit him, and he had some of my great-great-great-grandfather's early works that he let me see. And he had a den where he kept his collection. And in his den, he had 700 guitars, not just Martins.
700.
He had Fenders and Gibsons and Rickenbackers and you name it. And then he said, and Chris, if it wasn't such a mess, I'd take you down to the basement where I have another 2,000 guitars.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I hate to see the insurance on that. What's your biggest strategic challenge going forward? I mean, now you're making, again, repeat the number you're doing. How many?
55,000 guitars a year.
Okay. And now, originally, your great-great-great-grandfather,
right,
correct?
Founded the company. Yeah.
Founded the company. Everything was done by hand. How much is mass-produced or how much is automated versus hand?
As we became a business rather than a sole proprietorship or a partnership, which we were in the early days, we began to embrace woodworking equipment because there's a place for it, particularly early in the early stages when you're taking lumber and transforming that into the component pieces. At that point, you're looking for precision. And the big advance recently has been in that part of our operation, we are able to use three-dimensional computer numerically controlled routing machines. And they're very efficient, extremely accurate, and everybody who puts the parts together is quite happy that the parts are more accurate today than they've ever been.
Do you have knockoffs? I mean, are they starting to try to knock off
the
Martin
guitar?
Oh, of course.
The Dreadnought, I've been told by people who follow the musical instrument building business, is the most copied shape of acoustic guitar in the world. And I often wonder, well, gee, what if we had tried to protect that through a patent or trademark or whatever? And then I thought, well, maybe it wouldn't be the most copied shape then. So I'm happy that it, because you can still get the real thing from us. You don't have to buy a copy.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly. And I have a feeling this the copy isn't the same quality. It's kind of like picking up
a Beatles. Well, it's funny, John. Most of the guitars sold around the world are at a price point that we don't even compete in, under $500. But there are Martin copies that are occasionally sold for more than the price of a Martin. And that's always amazes me. It's like, why would you pay more for a copy of a Martin than a Martin?
I'm John Resnick, and you're listening to Legends of Success.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We're visiting with Chris Martin IV, the sixth generation, chairman and CEO, owner of CF Martin & Company. Chris, before we took a break, we were talking about the evolution of the sixth generations. Now, I've taught an awful lot on family-owned business. I'm an adjunct down at Dickinson College and teaching a family-owned course, and you know the statistics.
You know, John, I, as an aside, when I went to college,
yes,
they never talked about family businesses or running a family business. You know, I really wish I could have taken a class in college. Like, here's how you run your family business.
Well, I'll tell you, come down and take ours.
Okay.
You can come and speak to the kids
okay.
sometime. It'd be great. But you know, it is a hot topic. And the amazing thing is, you didn't take a course, but you're sixth generation. Now, folks, we mentioned some of the guests in the past. Like, you take Dick Yingling from Yingling Breweries, fifth generation.
Yep.
You take the Rutter's Dairy Farm stores. I think they're ninth generation out of York County. You're sixth generation.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just an amazing odds. What have you, like I asked William Lauder from the Estee Lauder Company, you know, you can't sit on accomplishments.
Yeah.
You've got to continue to polish and enhance the business.
Yeah.
What's your signature? What have you done in your generation yourself?
Well, two things occurred, John. You know, I mentioned earlier my father's attempt to diversify. Business was really good in the 60s and 70s. Folk music, folk rock boom, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, the Vietnam protest era, a lot of guitar music being played. And he took the cash that was flowing through the business because of the tremendous demand for acoustic guitars and bought a string company, which was a brilliant move. And now we make all our own strings.
Mm-hmm.
But then he, in short order, bought a drum company, a banjo company, a guitar factory in Sweden.
Uh-oh.
None of those acquisitions worked. And they drained the company not only of capital but of resources, because we had to take our best and brightest and send them to try and fix the guitar factory in Sweden, and fix the drum company.
But he took a shot.
Yeah, and, you know, hey, good for him.
Right.
Well, when I took over, I thought to myself, you know, we're known for flat-top steel-string acoustic guitars. So we got rid of all of the acquisitions. And during that period, particularly at the end of the acquisition era, the company was so scattered in terms of its resources and its focus that I think the feeling was the guitar that we made yesterday is good enough for today. And that's not good. And if anything, I think people would say what Chris reminded us of was the guitar we make today is not going to be quite as good as the guitar we make tomorrow. And I say to people, I say, our goal is to make the perfect guitar.
Yeah, sure.
And John, after 171 years, we are closer than ever to making the perfect guitar.
But you're still not satisfied.
Not satisfied, exactly. That keeps us going. It's like, look, what can we do to make this better? Another thing that happened when I took over is people said, Chris, we've got to have an active artist endorsement program. And that scared me because I thought, you know, I've heard some weird stories about artist endorsements, even the musical instrument business, about people that, yeah, I tell people I like it because they pay me, but I really don't. And I thought I'd never want anyone to ever say that about a Martin guitar.
Oh, boy. Right.
So I always wanted to see Gene Autry's Martin guitar. And someone said, Chris, it's in his museum. So I grabbed my friend Matt one time when I was in L.A., and we went over to Griffith Park. There it was, the Gene Autry Western Heritage Museum. And sure enough, there was a section devoted to Gene Autry, the singing cowboy. There was his Martin. It was also a fascinating museum of Western artifacts and history.
Mm-hmm.
On the way out, I walked through the gift shop and saw all this reproduction Gene Autry memorabilia, Gene Autry lunchboxes and Gene Autry penknives. And I thought, I wonder if we could make a reproduction of Gene Autry's D45.
Here we go.
And, you know, I realized that having a discussion at that point in his life with Gene Autry about money, I don't know if I would even get his attention. Gene was getting royalties from, you know, songs that he had written. He owned the California Angels. He owned radio stations, real estate.
Huge.
But I thought, I wonder if he would appreciate if we made this reproduction, gave one to the museum, and if we sold more of them, we would take part of the proceeds from the sale and give those proceeds to his museum. And it turns out he thought that was a fantastic idea. And that's become the template that we use now for the artist models. And, you know, one of the most exciting things I ever did with a modern artist was handing Eric Clapton a check for $91,000 for his rehab center.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Isn't that? Well, you know, folks, here we go. Here's another example. I just mentioned last week on the air that here's another example. If you want to complete the picture, our guests on Legends of Success are not only successful, they get there by doing the right thing and integrity. But most important, it's not what they accumulate, it's how they give back. And so here was a way that a win-win situation that you came up with. And entrepreneurs and business owners starting out, take a listen to the lessons. Listen to the lessons. That's good. Say it 10 times. To what we're learning from Chris Martin. Here's a guy that said, we're going to stick to the knitting. We are the best in the world. You know, the second most difficult thing to do is to become number one.
Yeah.
The most difficult is stay there.
Right.
You've made that commitment, and now you've created a way to do some marketing and give back to charity in a way. So tell me about the presentation that you made to Gene Autry. How did this come about?
Well, I called the museum director, Joanne Hale, and her husband, in fact, was Monty Hale, another famous singing cowboy.
Wow.
And she said, I'll call Gene. She called him up, and she called me back. She said, Gene's wife wants to talk. So I called Mrs. Autry. I said, hi, Chris Martin. She said, oh, Chris, oh, Gene and I have been talking about this project that you want to work with him on, reproducing his famous Martin D45. She said, but Gene thinks you should give the museum more money.
Oh.
And so there was a little horse trading that went on, and I appreciated the fact that she wanted to make sure that the museum got its due.
He didn't ask for it. He wanted the museum.
Right,
he wanted
to
go on a charity.
Right. And I was so excited that, you know, I'm easy mark sometimes. So I said, whatever, and there you go.
Now, Chris, that was yours. This is your stamp. This was the Chris Martin.
I guess so. Yeah,
stamp.
I guess that, you know, that Martin guitar formally embracing artist endorsements occurred during my tenure because I felt this was a charming way to do it.
And who are a few of the others that you have signature series? I saw the pictures. I know several of them.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Cash. We did a Willie Nelson. Eric Clapton, of course. Lawrence Juber, we just talked about. Tom Petty. It's almost an endless list.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are some artists, and I respect this, that say, I don't do endorsements, but I love your product. Paul McCartney, mm-hmm. Neil Young, and Bob Dylan are three we have talked to several times. They said, love your product, don't do endorsements, even with the charitable contribution, don't do endorsements.
Some of them were tough.
Yeah, but
you know,
they use the Martin guitar, so what can I say?
All you have to do, and I said earlier, folks, you know, if you didn't know the C.F. Martin company name, or you didn't know Chris Martin's name, you definitely know the product.
Right.
You've seen it.
You've heard it.
It's absolutely incredible.
Very recognizable. Very, you know, almost Shaker in its plainness.
Yeah.
You know, form follows function.
Chris, I want to thank you so much.
My pleasure, John.
How in the world do you do six generations in 40-some minutes?
We tried. There's a lot more to tell.
Well, I wish you'd please come back and join
us
again in the future.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Legends of Success, America's most exclusive and intriguing success stories. I'm John Resnick. We'll see you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Having already won committee approval, the U.S. House will soon consider whether to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress. Barr declining a subpoena for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's unredacted final report. If Barr is held in contempt, the Democratic-led House could send a criminal contempt referral to a U.S. attorney, but U.S. attorneys work for the Justice Department and would be unlikely to pursue action against the Attorney General. President Trump was talking again about the Mueller report at a campaign-style rally in Florida last night.
Democrats should be focused on
building up our country. Did you see what just happened, by the way? No collusion. No obstruction.
Some students walked out of a vigil honoring victims of a high school shooting in Colorado last night, saying it became too political, with too much talk about gun control rather than about the victims. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
A co-founder of Facebook believes the government should break up the social media giant, adding that CEO Mark Zuckerberg is, in his words, not accountable. In a New York Times op-ed, Chris Hughes says Facebook is far too big and far too powerful, adding Zuckerberg can't fix Facebook. President Trump clearly eager to start campaigning for the 2020 election, talking about the currently still vast Democratic field at a campaign rally in Florida last evening.
You got some real beauties. Crazy Bernie. You got a choice between Sleepy Joe and Crazy Bernie. And I'll take any of them. Let's just pick somebody, please, and let's start this thing.
Pope Francis today has handed down a new Vatican law that includes requiring every diocese in the world to establish stable and easily accessible systems for people to report clergy abuse and cover-ups. Check us out online. We're at usaradio.com.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special. Use my promo code USA.
The South Korean military says North Korea fired two short-range missiles today, the second weapons test in less than a week. One reportedly flew 260 miles, the other about 170. Back on Saturday, the North also fired several short-range missiles, the first weapons launch since 2017. As the U.S. and North Korea have seemingly reached a stalemate on denuclearization efforts, although at the same time, a top American envoy is in South Korea for talks on how to get those negotiations back up and running again. One person is dead, two others being treated for injuries after a shooting at a Florida mall last night. It happened in Fort Lauderdale, actually at a bar inside the Galleria Mall. The shooter in custody, the two injured people hospitalized, one in critical condition. At least one person is dead from thunderstorms, hail, flooding, and tornadoes that have been raking Texas and Oklahoma. A man yesterday was swept away by waters in Austin. There could be more severe weather in that same region today. And weekly jobless claims are down. The Labor Department says about 228,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 2,000 fewer than the previous week. The forecast, though, was for the number to come in lower at about 220,000 Americans to have been expected to file those initial claims. And again, find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning at 11:02. It's 57 degrees, but I don't really believe it is out there. It's really chilly and windy and raw. Forecast
it's all relative, Jennifer.
Relative.
If it had been 30 degrees all last week, it would have felt warm. But since it's been warmer, it's all in your head.